In anticipation of 2024 forecast, starting today onwards, we are going to have a comprehensive discussions on various industries in Malaysia under the insightful segment of Niaga Awani Forecast. Last year, the Malaysian economy experienced a robust resurgence, rebounding from the pandemic-induced downturn. The GDP growth rate reached an impressive 8.7%, the highest in 22 years. This resurgence was propelled by the reopening of economic activities and resilient export performance, and the digital economy stands as one of the fastest growing sectors in Malaysia. The Malaysian telecommunications market has exhibited a consistent growth pattern and subsequent stabilization of average revenue per user, or ARPU, levels across the sector. Given these trends, telcos are in a prime position to boost their earnings by taking practical steps like expanding fiber broadband coverage. So to discuss further, we have on the line is founder and CEO of Twinbit, Manoj Menon. Good morning.
Hey, good morning there, Nabila.
All right. What significant achievements and milestones have marked the landscape of telecommunications industry in this year, 2023? And how do these accomplishments reflect the dynamic evolution of telco companies throughout the year?
Correct. The telecom industry, as you know, is relatively mature in its growth cycle. So the growth rate has been relatively low, particularly in Malaysia. It has been in the low single digit, and that's partly because of intense competition, keeping prices fairly stable. The big growth opportunity is to actually grow the enterprise business. Moving forward, even in 2023, as well as moving forward, the big opportunity is how can the telcos grow the enterprise business. That means serving the large enterprise customers as well as small and medium businesses. These are looking at services which are like cloud services, 5G services, and these services are likely to be much of the growth engine moving forward for the telecommunications industry.
Looking at the research findings, it's evident that the substantial majority of 36 out of 42 telcos achieved positive year-over-year revenue growth in the second quarter of this year. So can you shed light on the specific regions that emerged as primary beneficiaries of this growth, and what factors contributed to their remarkable success in the telecommunication sector?
Yeah, good point, Nabila. The fastest growing telcos have been in India. The likes of Bharti Airtel, Jio have seen some good growth because they adjusted their tariffs. Price competition was very high in the Indian market. There was some rationalization last year and this year. And because of that adjustment in pricing, the telcos have seen some good growth. Other telcos in other countries like China Mobile have grown well because they have all focused on growing the enterprise part of the business. As a result, they have enjoyed some good growth. They have been the first to deploy, among the first in the region and the world to deploy 5G services. They have created many use cases of deployment of 5G services to help drive industry transformation. And that has helped them drive the growth. So these are the two critical factors that have seen the growth research in 2023 for telcos, both in the region, and similar trends are seen in Malaysia as well.
Manoj, one of the key insights that I can see is the dominance of top telcos, including Telekom Malaysia, Maxis and Celcom Digi, accounting for around 90% of 2022's revenue, underscores the strategic positioning. So can you elaborate on the key factors contributing to their market leadership?
Malaysia has been an exciting market. Firstly, we saw the merger between Celcom and Digi. That consolidation has helped improve the EBITDA performance now of the consolidated entity in this year. So overall consolidation is good because you need huge amounts of investments to be able to propel the industry forward. Now these three companies we talked about, between them they account for really bulk of the overall industry revenues. All the three companies see the avenue to invest and grow new services, be it in the form of enterprise connectivity, advanced services like cloud, security services. We have also seen some early deployments of 5G services. comes particularly in oil and gas. Companies like Petronas have deployed some good solutions, and we take this momentum moving forward into 2020. I recently visited the Digital National Berhad Experience Center, where they showcased over 50 different use cases of 5G. So the market is slowly, the ecosystem is coming together, and slowly I think these are the things that will contribute immensely to the growth of the industry moving forward.
Building on the positive momentum observed in the second quarter of this year, what strategic measures can telco companies adopt to sustain and further enhance their upward trajectory, especially considering the pivotal role of focused areas such as fiber broadband, 5G implementation, digital initiatives and strategic approaches targeting the enterprise sector?
Yeah, one of the critical requirements to succeed moving forward is the completeness of the ecosystem. The biggest growth is not connected. The biggest growth is in the advanced services. Is how can telcos like Telecom Malaysia put together comprehensive solutions to enable the transformation of the industry or transformation of government? To put these solutions together means you need a completeness of ecosystem. We need to bring together different participants. You need the global hyperscalers like the Google and Microsoft and Amazon coming together. You need local companies, people who are driving innovation in areas. So for example, companies like Airvine, which are doing a lot of work around the drone. And then these applications need to be applied to specific vertical industries. The industries being oil and gas or agriculture, or the large manufacturing organizations which can use these technologies together. So to be successful, telcos need to be the orchestrators. You know, while they serve enterprise customers, they need to do better in serving this ecosystem really well. If they can serve the ecosystem well, automatically they will be the biggest beneficiaries of the research and growth in the economy and the use of these advanced services as we get into 2024.
All right, Manoj, in the context of Malaysia's rapid growth economy, it is expected to maintain a robust 4 to 5% compound annual growth rate from 2023 to 2027. So what specific steps can the nation undertake to not just strengthen but enhance its telecommunications industry?
Yeah, see, the relatively our per capita consumption of internet and advanced services like cloud, etc., is still quite low as compared to the very mature countries. Let's take the example of specific services like cloud services. Overall, the penetration of cloud services is still relatively small, and therefore, if the government and if the initiatives can be taken to say how do we make sure that we advance these services, we consume these services in a safe and secure manner, that will be a powerful opportunity to drive the growth. Both all the hyperscales, AWS, Google and Microsoft are looking at making their services available locally. That should allay many of the fears, particularly of data residency that have existed, which have slowed the overall adoption. So I think that's one critical pillar to move towards. How do we make sure that these services can be consumed and grow? The second is we need to grow our digital talent. We need to have enough capabilities, particularly in areas such as AI and data, so that the businesses can leverage on these talent to be able to transform their businesses adequately. We are hoping that the continued investments in building the talent serve not just the local telecommunications industry, but also enable the positioning of Malaysia as a regional hub to serve the widespread demand that exists for these advanced technologies across the Asian markets.
All right, as we look ahead to 2024, we have about 2 weeks left. Could you provide insights into the anticipated outlook and trends shaping the telecommunications landscape?
Yeah, so I believe, we have seen some consolidation take it play in 2023. In 2024, we expect the full measures and the benefits of some of this consolidation be realized by companies like Celcom G 2024. So we should see overall some improvement in the performance of the telco. We also see that competition is relatively blunt, and therefore, there will be less pressure on the pricing moving forward. The second area, almost all the telcos are expected to make significant investments and grow their capabilities in taking the enterprise services to market. I believe government is a huge opportunity. The government transformation, particularly leveraging IT technologies, we have seen some stability in the government this year. We believe significant amount of those investments will come into play as we get into next year. And the telcos are well poised, given the nature of their strategic positioning and alignment with the government's goals, to be able to support the digitization efforts of the government, the ability to adopt, cloud services. So the telcos are adequately well positioned as they get into next year to be able to do it. The key is, they need to be able to execute on these opportunities exist. As they compete, telecom is converging with other IT industries as well. So competition is not just from telcos. Competition for new businesses are from the large IT service firms, be it local or global. And it's the ability to have those capabilities developed that will determine their ability to succeed and keep driving growth for their respective businesses.
All right, Manoj, briefly, we have about 1 minute left. How do all these projections align with key industry players and the overarching goals of advancing technologies such as fiber broadband, 5G and digital initiatives, as well as capitalizing on government initiatives aimed at fostering affordable services with a projected 3.7% CAGR, reaching approximately $10.6 billion by 2027?
Yeah, I'm quite optimistic that as we get into 2024, we will see a decent growth in the industry. We have had, Celcom Digi coming out of the merger. They're a refreshed entity. Telecom Malaysia now today has a new CEO, and that is a change. And I'm sure he will bring his new vision and enthusiasm in trying to drive the performance moving forward. So as we look into 2024, I'm quite optimistic about the potential of the industry to, leverage on the big transition. I believe 2024 will be a year of public cloud significant growth and adoption. And that itself will be a key driver. And the second driver is 5G services. All the major telcos have signed that definitive agreement with DNB. So the convergence of cloud availability in Malaysia, along with the increased emphasis on 5G, these two points coming together will be the biggest driver and growth engine for Malaysian telecom industry in 2024.
All right, that was an insightful discussion on APAC region telco industry performance in 2023 and also forecast for next year, 2024. So thank you, founder and CEO of Twinbit, Manoj Menon.